Now, we are really on pages 34 and 35, but just a couple of things to get us into the swing of things. And we've got rather an intensive show this evening. And you remember, there isn't who we're going to come to now. Now, you remember that on pages 132 and 133, we dealt with the subject that after the fall of man, that after the fall of man, there was still left something in Adam Arishon of his pristine greatness. And the difference was that it was there potentially and it wasn't there in actuality. So he still had the possibility of coming back to what he was. Not only was the possibility given to him, but the possibility was given to his descendants, to his children, that they would still be able to come back to what they were. Now, one of the principles on which the Yedera Hashem works, and consequently, we who take note of the Yedera Hashem work on those principles too, and that is that for anything that requires work and effort, a limitation is set. Anything that has to be done, that has to be completed, then a limitation is set for that. And he will speak about it here. Now he says we are in the middle of pages 134 and 135. So he has Manazim Otomarish at the Manak Logo. And that the time that was given for man to fulfill this task, the time limit was from the time of the fall of Otomarish until Zman HaPlogo. Zman HaPlogo is the period of the Tower of Babel. You remember that part in the Torah where he carried that fire, they all came together. This was after the flood, it was 10 generations after the flood. The people of that age came together and they said, we mustn't allow that there should be another flood to destroy the people. What we will do, we will build a tower and it will reach up into the heavens. And of course they weren't so foolish as to believe that they could have the tower and go up to the tower and that would save them. But what they did believe was that if they would all work together in unity, they would be able to ensure themselves from any natural causes that could destroy them. That is what they believe, as long as they work together. And you know the story, how God then made them speak different languages, and they were unable to communicate satisfactorily with one another, and since they were unable to communicate satisfactorily, the idea of this federation and this union of humanity fell to pieces. That was the time that was given for mankind to make its way back to the state in which it was before the sin of the first man and the first woman. Now, we may call Ephraim's man the Chod with the Beacon Doshim and Ephraim Rabin, who then Chanoch with the Shem of Shem the Eber, who might be in the sense, who has sat in the platform, the Heaven should be tomorrow for the sense of Abroad, the Heaven of his man up logo, shut up the Midas, his body is better to show, Shemari, the Ghost of Roy, she gummed his man, I establish a sense to you, the Heaven of his sense of Abroad, שיוקטה מה שראו לי לקובע בידושים אשר אישים אשר אישים לפי מה שקבור מפריידי ומי יגיע עד איתה כיצרו והפתק לי זה the whole sentence and the sentence is the whole paragraph because I going to want the reading of it to disturb what he says on the explanation. He tells us that the time that was given for man to make his way back to the state of Adam and Eve before the sin was until Dor HaPlaga, that is, until this generation of the Tower of Babel. During this time, and it is a long time, a couple of thousand years, during this time, they didn't cease to be people, to be people who did whatever they could to get mankind back again. And the ones whom he mentions are Chanoch, Methuselah, Shem, and Ozer. Chanoch and Methuselah, they were before the flood, and Shem the Ozer, they were grandson and Shem was a son, and Ozer was his grandson, Shem's grandson or great-grandson. So these were the people that did everything they could to preach to all human beings and to try and get them back. And they warned them that they should repair their ways. Now we've got an expression. The Chazen Shem is Mala or Som Shalabriel. And once the soul or of created being was filled, the soul is a measurement. Once that measurement was filled, means Mala HaSo'or, that is the prayer expression. Once that measurement was filled, that is, at the time of the Tower of Babel, then Hashem judged that now the time of effort has come to an end. And this was the end of those matters that men could reach, come back to the state of Adam and Eve. And so whatever was reached at that particular state, that was the state at which it remained. And we'll explain that as we go on. Now there's just one further matter that I want to explain to you, and that is the idea of which Malo has circled. The measure has been filled. It's used in various ways, but it always means the same. For example, you will find that God is El Hapayim, that he is long-suffering, that he is forbearing, that he is tolerant, that he is patient, and he waits for the person, gives him every opportunity to return. Then comes his Malo HaToho. The measure is full. He is given him that chance, that time. Now, the time that he is given is filled up. The measure is full. And now the man suffers the consequences. The same thing applies to nations. His Malo HaToho comes, that their measure has been filled, and now the time is up. So, as far as humanity is concerned, that means Malo or HaSo'or took place during the time of the Tower of Babel. So that is the end of that period. Yes, ma'am? Yes. I was hoping you were asking a question that makes me very mad, but it's all right. Good or bad? Good or
I think that the hot mass really should be a good one.
The next paragraph, the last paragraph on the page. The old Yiddish is Baruch Shemay al Kol Bnei Ha'Adam, where all Chol Amadrego Shehar Yeron, in she Kovu Ro Bom Ranoshim Ha'Heim, Kepi Ma'Heim, Ukevom Bom Bidor Chino Tom Asher Rishuyiv, Kemei Shehar Tad. So then Hashem views the whole of humanity. What has been the state of each individual reached? And now it is fixed. What was the man? That is who he was now. Now he couldn't change anymore. That was a certain reservation, I say that. But that is who he was now. Now he gets the character of, if we are going to compare it to a tree, he gets the character of the root. He gets the character of the root. And his descendants, as we shall see, are going to be the same as he. Now, you know, you find the animal. The African animal and the Indian animal. Sorry, the African elephant and the Indian elephant are both elephants. And the focus is the same. Each one has a long nose and a short tail and flapping ears, unmistakable. And yet these two animals are quite different. They are different in their intelligence, they are different in their sensibility. Altogether different animals. The Indian animal, the Indian elephant is more intelligent. The Indian elephant is The African elephant, in the Indian elephant you can train and they do in a big human drive. Don't do that with an African elephant. Because the weather can be active, but a different temperament. But all African elephants have children just like this. They don't have children like the Indian elephant, and the Indian elephant don't have little elephants like the African elephant. And so the people that were in existence at the time of Derech Logos, the time of the Tower of Babel, that was a large concept of the today. Now that was, those were their nature, those were their temperament, that was the makeup of the person. Each person was different. And each person now became a root. And the children that he brought into the world was very much like himself. And so the nations came to be. The children spoke the same language as we did, and they had the same temperament, or the less had the same type of intelligence, they were the same as we. Is that clear? That is how it brings us unto this. He made the master Ruchu Heim came with Zavalayim, she really made Tima Teledon. If he marched the word Shoah and Shoah, the Rodu, that Shoah is Shahu. The moon to Yehuda moon to rule the Ola. So they were all different creatures in the world, all offered the Chutzai the Kivel, everyone according to his nature and according to his own makeup. To Chol Shoah and Moon Shabbat Yod, the same as any of the other creatures in the world, elephants, tigers, giraffes, lions, all each one, this is his Tehunah, this is his Trey, this is his temperament, this is his intelligence, and so it was with human beings. and you can go in the house because they say the chukum is between the 10th to 4th shogah minute. And then they have the ability to give birth to children who will exactly like themselves. So now we've got quite far. And we see how the different nations of the world came into being. ואומנם מי שיקולב לפי המשפט הרגע ואילי לשאיר במדרגה ואילושי הספולו שגיעו לו לאדם הראשון בפייטר סוד בגלל האחר ולא גבל מזה פרס Now, so it works out that all these people who are now the root of the nations to come all these people it is given to them to remain on that lower level which Adam Horishon, the first man, and his descendants descended to because of the sin. So Adam and his descendants were on a lower level, and all those now that were in existence, that were alive at the time of the Tower of Babel, were on that Madrasa and were destined to remain on that Madrasa. Nobody got back to the level that Adam and Eve were before the sin. Although the opportunity was given to them, and although potentially they were able to do so, now potentially they were also not able to do so. So that is where we start at the moment. Yes. No, you're quite right. He did, but that was the end of it. And he did live shorter than all the others did.
Did he have
offspring? The offspring weren't quite right, so the offspring came after he reached some time. The offspring was before he reached some time. So that wasn't, there was nothing there. No. Many of them, Shem and Asa, also reached those heights. But not that height. Then he goes on to say, we are born Levado Micha, the master of each other. But the great exception was Abraham of Israel. So he was the exception to that. The Micha, Leos, Elon, the Guru, the Yoko, the Pinatis, the Mesias, the Madagosoro, Yono, the Nitenlo, the Hutia, Lotus, the Pisuka. So he was the great tree, and it was given to him to have issues like himself. Now it doesn't mean to say that the issue would be exactly like himself, but because there would not be the effort on the person himself, but the potentiality was given to all his offspring. But they could be as
I'm not saying that none of the others tunneled in it. They didn't reach up to where Adam had to. But did Abraham, is that what they're saying?
Yes, you tell me that Abraham reached into that mandrake.
But that's certainly what John is saying is Adam reached.
So it's got to be exactly discussed, but you're absolutely right. Because Adam reached and having these things would not have gone through the normal process of death as he understands it. And that Rome of Unity. So you can see that it wasn't exactly like ordinary, but it was very, but he got back to that migration. That is what he got back to. Yes?
Mm-hmm. So that's
about
a deadline.
Yes.
And this is the time of the deadline.
This is the time of the deadline.
I'm confused about the Torah of Babel.
This is the deadline. And then after that, there was the confusion of the languages.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah, so Edwin, so Abraham is a great exception, and now that it's given to him that he could produce seed after life itself. But also Chalakot Edwin was given in it, and now the world was divided into 70 people. Called Office for him the Madreka Yadua. Each one on a different level. And it's not right to say that each nation is expected the same, but not the same. It's not right to say that the Germans and the French and the English and the Italians are all the same, but they're not the same. They're all different. In the same way you can't say that the Indian elephant and the African elephant are the same. They're not the same. Mm-hmm. They're quite different. And so also peoples are quite different. Now, we are very careful about that. And in America, you know, they say blacks and whites are exactly the same. Can't understand why they don't say it about the Indians. They don't say the Indians are the whites and the blacks. All the blacks and the whites. Two Indians are left out of it. But we make, of course we make a distinction. Nations are different. And they're supposed to be different. And they are different and they remain different. An Englishman and a Frenchman have got quite different temperaments. An Italian certainly that. Now, so the only Chalakot Edwin Rashidi Brunos, and it is then, that the world was divided into 70 nations. So Asas Narendra Madhrezi Yadur, each one on a specific level. Other Kuya Bidahina to a nation of Tishibuto, there's one thing that they had in common, and that was that they were all on the lower level of humanity, the level of Adam, of the first man after he sinned. The Israel Bidahina to a nation of Tishibuto, and Israel was in the category of a higher level of Adam or Israel before the sin. Not quite the same. So that is right. Not quite the same, but into that category. So there is, and this of course is what I have called the Great Divide. So you know, after Inyan Azeh, Nishtam Shai Rosh Roshim, after this, the gate of the roots, that's a very beautiful expression, the gate of the roots was closed. That means after that, the people that were born were no more roots, they were branches. These were the roots. The Yishkira Gilgura Logoda Nothi. And now we start with the question of the branches. For Echobatin Yena, each branch was different also. The Mintashi Apatishala Sa'eva Viru in the Nolu after the Iyana Kaisin Shodah, the Emes Eimakoch. He says, although it would appear to us superficially that the people who were there before the Tower of Babel and after the Tower of Babel are all the same, he says, in reality it is not so. Ela Adhat Boko Hoyas Manus of Shalomos Yus, until the time of Atmerko, there was the period of the planting of the human roots. That is, that whatever a man achieved, and whatever a man was, or whatever a man distinguished to, that was his nature. That was his own makeup. That was his being. And that was the position until Deirat Nogo, until Tower of Babel. Deirat Nogo really means the generations of separation. But until the time of the Tower of Babel, this opportunity was given. That is about the thing to develop out there then. So the Shigia takes the man there, and then the end of the period says, meet my brother to be honest, but then it was sick, the matter was sick, the Yishir, the man Achayr, and they started a new period, Jerusalem and Yamatin. This is the era of the branches, Sha'udimu Bel-Ote, in which we are still today. That is the era of the branches. So we are that Avraham Avinu was. In a rating day, the Hasei Boroshimai goes there, the Nathan Mokema Firia and Fesha Orhaz Umar. She did a heed with a heed of Sonoma Hasei, Yaku, Atman, Shabashan, the Yusuli by Nathan Shalabrim, Adinu, Lebai Shalom, in Yitzu. Now, so in spite of everything that has been said, and of everything that took place, Hashem in His goodness and in His mercifulness and in His compassion nevertheless gave the opportunity for members of the nations of the world to become as Jews and to attach themselves to the root of Avraham Avinu and therefore to become like the Jews. If they should wish it, the Rumashia are so very Shemel Abraham Avinu, let us tell him, of Labani. And therefore God made Abraham the father of proselytes. And that is why a proselyte is called Ben Abraham Avinu, or Bas Abraham Avinu, the son or the daughter of our father Abraham. So Omar Lo and Hashem spoke to Avraham Avinu, for the first time that he spoke to him, and immediately through the whole told his proposal to Avraham Avinu. When Hashem told Avraham Avinu, he was over 50 years old, he was about 53 when this happened, and Hashem said to him, and immediately through the whole told his proposal to Avraham Avinu, all the families of the earth will be blessed through you. But even in Neinstadt, we will hear Yeshua the Tabat, he learned to say, Hell, I shall, for he should need to feed his own activity. But if they did not make that effort, then they would remain exactly as they were in the tree. That was their natural state, and so they would remain. So, that a Jew, a Gentile, can become a Jew, that was something that was completely out of nature, that was only done to God's goodness and His compassion. His creatures, He created them, and His children nevertheless. So that opportunity was given that the individual girl could still attach himself and become like the Jews in very many respects. So it seems that there is still certain reservation. Yes, Betty.
Is that what that
says
means, all the nations of the earth?
Shall be blessed and good.
Means that anybody could
be blessed?
No,
that's not a matter of nothing. Well, anybody can be blessed, you should not become so easily. The opportunity is given. Should that person really desire that, the opportunity is given to become the Jew that was not a very fair person.
That's what that
says.
I always thought it meant that to give people
their blessings
to all the people.
Well, sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're not a blessing to your people, but you should see that. Carry out of that. They don't like to hear it. But you'll see what you're like that. Yes, Linda.
It's just that something that you're saying, that how they are. Now, where do we defend this land? We are a community.
Yes.
As a Muslim group. Yet we are all different. We are all from the same root, and yet we are different.
Yes.
How do we, our only root that is basically Judaism? Otherwise, we're different. We are in politics. If you're born and raised in Germany, if you're born and raised in Baghdad, everybody's got Germanic, which is absolutely different.
What you are asking really is there such a thing as a genuine Jew?
Oh yes, I do believe that.
But
yeah,
the one that's born in Baghdad is different from the one that's born in France at the moment.
I'm saying, how then do we justify these groups? Avraham Avinu is the only one that would be essentially a true essence.
Yes, yes.
A convert would be the only true essence.
you see, he doesn't say that, you see. He says that I will have children of all practice in there. But we'll have to discuss that, we'll discuss that in a moment. For the time being, we just have to say that although all the branches of the tree come from the root, yet the branches are different. First of all, they are boughs, and then they are branches, and then they are twigs, and then they are stems, and each one is different. You follow? So, it is also in the branches, there are differences, there's no question about that. Of course there are differences, but essentially, it's the same. If you've got an apricot tree, it's not going to produce peaches, although peaches are in the apricot. But it will only produce, if you have branches, the branches will look the same, but they're not the same. The one the branch, the one branch will have blossoms, and it will be peach blossoms, the other one will have apricot blossoms, and so on. But there are, of course, each branch is similar. So just let us go as far as it's standing. Yes, there is.
Are we speaking about the
soul
of the people, or the
physical
world, essence of the
people, Now he's going to make another statement. He said, so far he said that it is the root. Now he's going to say that there are also the boughs as opposed to the branches. So there's the root and there is the trunk, and now come the boughs and then the branches and the stems. And now he's going to say that out of Avraham Avinu they developed 600,000 branches. 600,000 branches. That's what he's going to say now. And those are, and what did I say, 6,000? 600,000. They developed 600,000 branches. Now, that means, are you saying? I prefer those boughs. You know the difference between a bough and a branch? You know the difference between a trunk and a branch. Where the trunk produces boughs, the boughs branches, the branches stems, branches stems twigs, and so forth. That's the way it goes. So he said, so they will produce 600,000 boughs. Shehem Ophel Shehetim Mitzrayim, the Master of Shehem Uman Yisrael. Those were the ones who went out of Egypt, and they became the nation of Israel. The Shehem left with the Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael was divided amongst them. Now, as you know, or as you should know, and if you shouldn't know it and you don't know it, you will now know it, that the way Israel was divided up well, every judge who went out of Egypt had a portion in the land. So first of all, it was divided amongst the Shmoti, the Shimon, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Judah, Dan, Yisrael, all of them. First of all, it was divided amongst the Shmoti, and then each member of each Shabbat that went out of Egypt, he got a portion of the land. Have you got that clear? So those who were born in the wilderness, they didn't get a portion. And that was in the last chapter, that the most blessed of the blessed of the blessed wanted to inherit their father's portion. He went out of Egypt. So as he was, when he went out of Egypt, it means he's got his portion. And since he's got his portion, and so now he dies, we want to be certain that we are going to inherit his portion. Got the idea? So that formed now, those vows formed the Jewish people. So those 600,000 vows formed the Jewish people. The whole day of the Rome were showing clothing, the same day they are nothing of coming to Israel. And all those that came afterwards were considered to be results and descendants of those vows. You know, the only Mishnah had said that the only Mishnah had said that the only Mishnah had said that now, they say that to lose the Torah was given, that Israel was a nation and there were 600,000 of them, then the Torah was given to these 600,000. Actually, there were a little bit more than 600,000. The Torah was given to these 600,000. And then that is the nation has now been created. Now it's a perfect nation. Now, in terms of the that again, we've already had the Hashem in his goodness and in his mercy did a special kindness to grain, individual grain, but if the individual grain could become a Jew. Now, as far as the nation is concerned, now the Jews got the Torah. The Imam Chesed Gadol also put his very good Kolam Umay. Nevertheless, Hashem did a great chesed to the nations of the world. He sort of still held them in suspense, that is, from the time of the Tower of Babel until just before the giving of the Torah on Mount Sinai. He still held them suspended, the whole day of the Torah I couldn't take up Leo. And he offered the Torah to each one of them. You've got the opportunity to accept the Torah. The Imam in a Kabbalah say, Adana, you have to learn who is having the basis of such a Torah. And if they had received the Torah, the possibility was still there, they could have risen from their lowly state. The Holy Spirit, that since they did not want to accept the Torah, as Nidmar Dinam Lagamri, then their fate was sealed forever, the Nishtam Hashad is known seeking to end the Sikha, and the gate was closed in front of them, sealed that there is no possible way of entry. That is, as far as any nation is concerned. The old, the Ahzim Yisallah from Ishmael, Ishmael Rana, said in the Tetehen, that the only thing that remains of the opportunity that's given to any individual girl, should you try very bad now, that he could become proselyte, that he connects to the hero soul, and through his own volition, and through his own will, he could come and sit in the shade of the tree of Abraham Avinu, Abraham's father. So now we come here. After the giving of the Torah, nations of nations cannot possibly come back to this, but individuals have still got that opportunity. Now, there comes the question of
Talking about that from time to time, I've heard about things like a conversion to Judaism. What happened? Did it fail, or was it accepted?
First of all, the Jesus dream without the card.
Right.
But that's the only nation. It didn't happen to any other nation. The only place where it's mentioned, there used to be a band called Tesla. Have you heard of them? He didn't like the idea of his being a Jew. Couldn't take it. Mm-hmm. Couldn't like it that Jews were different from anybody else. So he said, in any case, the foundation became Jew, so he gave us, he tried to build up a theory like that. And then they used to have the Kazal. First of all, it wasn't a nation. Mm-hmm. It was only a section of the people. And secondly, one still doesn't know whether it's a story or whether it is true. You see, what happened was that Rabbi Yehuda Halevi wanted to write a work, and although he knew something about it, he used to hear something about it, but it's very vague. He wanted to write a book on Hashkofa. What the attitude of the Jews, the fundamentals of it. And the way he did it was, he adopted the Greek method of questions and answers. So he said that there was a king of the Khazars, and he had this dream where God came to him and said, your intentions are good, but your deeds aren't good. And he wanted to know, so he sent for a Muslim, and he sent for a Christian, and he started questioning that, and he wanted to get back to down to the religion of the Muslim, and he said, well, it's in the law of Moses you find it. And then the Christian said, well, it's in the law of Moses you find it. So when he said, don't he said the law of Moses, then I would get the Jew. So he got the Jew, and then the rest of the book is the discussion between him and the Chacham, and the Jewish Chacham. That is the rest of the book. After that, the story is that the king and his subjects converted. But we don't know whether there's anything like that thing happened. But if it did happen, it's only a part of the people, it's not the whole people. Right? Now comes a further question. I'm working very hard to finish the chapter, but I don't think it's clear. The Ulam, low in the Gavia paragraph 1 in the Hebrew, 6 in the translation, pages 138 and 139. The Ulam, low the Israel, the Zayr, the Ha'abir, the Ulam, the Ulam. But God did not decree, and he didn't want to destroy these nations. But the decree was that they should remain on that lower level which we have mentioned. So who knew the most usual way can be the most evil of the So, as they became a part of humanity, that shouldn't have been in existence had not the first man sinned. Are you following my Greek?
Yeah, would you repeat it, please?
The nations of the world remain a nation, remain a segment of humanity, which would not have been in existence hadn't Adam sinned. Right? The Rubach had a grand notion, we must say, and it was Adam who caused that they should be in existence. But they are not, however, came into existence with the human notion, after a piece of Yishapola, wrote the Kodesh Baruch Hu, should hear of them, that in Masha Rei, no notion is where it is. He said, now, although they were at a low level, nevertheless, Hashem wanted that there should be something of humanity in them. that I see that something of humanity in it. Now comes a very important statement, which he doesn't make here, that it is by only by influence. And that is, for a nation to have a segment of you, a segment of humanity, to have in it something of true humanity, that is impossible without the table. And I'll try and explain it to you. That is impossible. Without any terror, there cannot be true humanity. The Holy Spirit in the Shema to end this month in Israel. And so they've got to have the soul that is in some way, in some manner, like the souls of the Jews. Other Isha Ella, they quote them about the things that Israel, and it's a poem of my day. Although it is not on the level of the souls of Israel, but considerably lower. They hear you your own mitzvahs, and so they've got to have mitzvahs. If they haven't got any mitzvahs, they cannot possibly be thrown into the category of humanity. And I can state you that. If you were in a block of good information, and so they are able to acquire for themselves a direct state, physical and spiritual, don't take the peace back to where you should have done the whole mitzvah in Oda. And their physical state and their spiritual state will be according to the way in which they are able to respond to these seven mitzvahs to Mei Noah. And you know what the seven mitzvahs to Mei Noah are, if you don't tell me now the people. You're going to ask the question. He knows how highly intelligent each one of you is. And he says, now, look how this works out. Hadn't Adam sinned, there wouldn't have been any of these nations wouldn't have existed, because there would always have been a Mahara Madraga. So, as yet, Hashem wants them to exist, because otherwise they would cease to exist and would destroy them. So Hashem wants them to exist. Now, did Hashem know about it, or didn't he know about it? If he didn't know about it, something wrong with Hashem's knowledge. If he knew about it, why did he let all this happen? What are we going to be up for? So he says really that this is something that the human mind cannot resolve. But this we must know, that when Hashem created the universe and he created the world and he created the human being, when he created all this, he created with the understanding that this is something that could happen. And if it could happen, then this would be the result, and this is what it would be like. So the world could have gone one way or the other. It could have gone away of Adam and Eve before the faith, before the sin, and then the humanity would have been in a state of aliyah, in a state of ascendancy, or it could choose the way of sin, which Adam and Eve chose, and then it would go into descendancy. With all those innovations that they could come back and all that. So the debate was, from the beginning, Hashem arranged it in such a way. In the same way as he arranged the punishments of the earth, or the catastrophes that come in the world, and all that is arranged from the beginning, should it not turn out as it might have turned out, then these things have to be in existence. That is really what he's doing in these few lines. And now, this is coming here.
If that is so, that, as you said, then the Holocaust is meant to be.
It means that when God created the world, the possibility was there that this could come along. That this could be the world that created in such a way that if man chooses this way, then this is something that can happen.
When this was written,
when that was
written,
the Deir Hashem
was written, was prior, way prior to the Holocaust.
Oh, yes. Yes, this wasn't written so very long ago. This was written last
300 years
ago. 300 years ago. Yes. It's not
so long ago. And if the Jewish people knew of the possibilities, there was no way of preventing it? Because it was already mentioned.
No, it was known that if they went the certain way, then this is what would have to happen. But if they didn't go that way, then it would have to happen. And if they went that way, then it would have to happen. If it didn't go, then it would have to happen.
But it was meant for them to go.
No, that you can't say.
We have a freedom of choice.
Of course, we have a freedom of choice. We wouldn't have come that. If we wouldn't have chosen that way, then it wouldn't have gone that way. But if you really take it there, some parents have a test for their children. The child is good, they're going to apply it. But it's there, it's a broken unit, they have a little apply it. But it's there. That's the way it goes. Now, so let us take it without a little bit further, not much. Now, do you know the Shul Shemesh Lakot HaMelkoch Son HaKodesh Baruch Hu Shibi Bikidim Hulchiga Malachi Shemini Yuhayim HaMelini Al Ha'Uno Su'ayim. Now, when all this happened at the time of the Tower of Babel, and the world became divided, Hashem, they divided into 70 nations. 70 70 nations, excluding that one of these. Then you want to add something?
I said, did you do Zion or the
name? Did I do Zion? Oh, I'm sorry. The Ulam Le'olam Abo Lo'sim Tehu Uno Zulat Yisrael. On the Olam Abo, there will only be Israel with a reservation. We will never shati the Uno Se Olam, we will not say in the peace. Nevertheless, to shati the Uno Se Olam, to the powers of the nations of the world, there will be given a situation. Be the Chinas may settle from his process and his own action, that they will be able to join and attach themselves to Israel, the newly falling the Him Kalabush and Israel of others, and they will be secondary to Israel as the garment of a person is secondary to the person himself. ובחינו זה יגיע לרמה שיגיע מן הטוב ואין בחוקם שיעשיבו יוסם מזה כלל. So in case they will get through that, they will be able to enjoy some of the goodness of the Olam Habo, but that is all. Now it also means that he is made to hear some lesson for the birth. So if you say that cut it on to the Olam Habo without the spiritualization of the body, which means it's defective. Yes, one of them I can do tonight, the other I can do in this time. And that is, I told you that the Hashem wanted Goyim, they are his children, he wanted them to be a segment of humanity. But for to be a segment of humanity is impossible without the failure. And so he gave them the 7 weeks of the main level. Now I just want to explain it to you, it's so easy to explain it today. 25 years ago it would have been very difficult to explain. But today it's so easy to explain. One of the sugar mitzvah to make Merit is the one of Arayas. Arayas is the sexual relationship between man and woman. Now, the sexual relationship between man and woman in Jewish law takes up a tremendous amount of space. In the Torah itself, it takes up a tremendous amount of space. The old laws of incest, all this belongs to the Torah. And all this belongs to this one mitzvah of the seven mitzvahs to no more. Now, what happened? And there's so much that is said about it. It's a portion that we read on the Kippur afternoon. Whom one is allowed to marry and whom one is not allowed to marry. For example, one can understand, says the Rambam, that a man is not allowed to marry his father's wife, even if it's, and if his father's wife is not his mother, even if his father dies. Not that. It says the Rambam, this is not Derech Kodesh. This is not an honor to the father. One thing. Why shouldn't a brother marry a sister? Clearly, you first of all the question of propinquity. If a brother can marry a sister, you can imagine what can tell on in a house. Where there are boys and girls, where there are brothers and sisters, what can go on in a house. Question of propinquity. Then there's the question of chesed. You don't want mergers to family be wealthy and keep all the wealth in the family. We want the chesed to go. All these questions come into consideration. Now, what happens, take one mitzvah, what happens without the Torah? What happens without the Torah?
Look in the chesed of the sister.
Yes. Just look what happens. What happens without the Torah? What happens to sexual relationship between man and woman? Now we've got it, we've seen it. We've seen it. See what happens. There are schools of psychiatry and psychology that advocate brothers and sisters living together, having sexual relationships. Advocate. They say it's good. And it's taking place. Look what happened with homosexuality. It's just what happens. It's not regarded anymore as an aberration. There is terrible fear on the part of people to say anything against it. If you say anything against it, you are blackballed, you can lose your job, you can be hurt. You can even be killed today. Can't do it. These are the things that happen if there is no Torah. Now the consequences are dire. We are only on the fringe of it. That is happening with Asimov. We are only on the fringe of it. And then there was a statement made by a group of medical men that quite enough money is being spent on AIDS. There are other diseases. There is heart disease. And more people die from heart disease than from AIDS. So we mustn't take away money from heart disease. The people, the AIDS people were up in arms immediately. And they said, heart disease is not on the increase. AIDS is on the increase. So they must get all the support. Now this is going on and on. We are only on the fringe of it. It hasn't gone that way yet. But this is what happens when there is no Torah. where there is no teva, the relationship between man and man. How does he appear to you then? And don't think that it applies only to the Goy, it applies to the Jews. There's only one thing wrong when it comes to the Jews. When the Jew does it, it's worse than the Goy does. He pulls from much higher, and therefore he learns harder. So if there's dishonesty in a Jew, it's worse than if there's dishonesty in a Goy. And that is what the Goy tells us always. That the Jews are dishonest can be. And they say the Greek are dishonest, they are they not. Then it's worse. There's no question about that. The Kuzari, which I quoted to you earlier in the evening, he makes that very point. But that is where the world is without Torah. And it can very easily be understood. Because what one does without Torah is very simple. One creates one's own rules. Now you know, I can't sit on a bedstool if my cousin is a litigant and an interested party. What does that mean? I'm not going to be objective. I can't sit on a bedstool together with my cousin. Because we took place. We work together. There won't be the independent thing. Now, I'm an interested party. I'm not objective. Now, if I have to make my rules, what kind of rules am I going to make? According to the deal, I'm not allowed to make rules for myself. I'm an interested party. Human beings are allowed to make rules for themselves. What kind of rules will they make for themselves? Rules that suit themselves. There's no question about it. That is what Hitler did. But that is what is happening over and over again. And this really was what was taking place during the Bork examinations. When Bork was being examined, and he was trying to say that there is such a thing as authentic law. There is such a thing as absolute law. And they said, no, there isn't. Kennedy said, no, there isn't. Law is a favor that we want it to be. That's law. There's no such thing as authentic law. It's what we wanted. And you say you won't follow what people want you. But you won't follow what the crowds want. You can't be a judge. You can't be a Supreme Court judge. Without terror, death must eventually happen. And so Hashem gave to the world. Human beings have got to have something of death. They gave us something of death. They've got the shelamit that they may know. And there's a tremendous in that shelamit that they may know. Now, the two great universities, before the Tower of Babel and after the Tower of Babel, the one was headed by Shem, and the other one was headed by Ada. Yitzchak went to those universities. Yaakov went to those universities. Avraham didn't go to those universities. He didn't tell about that. And Avraham came to his idea of God, came to it all on his own. And it took him over 50 years. That was the main ingredient to his greatness. And in these universities of Shem and Ada, the only subject that they taught were the seven books of Noah and Derech Eretz. They were the only subjects that they taught. Now, I still have to explain to you the question that has been worrying me. And that is there such a thing as an authentic Jew, as a genuine Jew? Or are we only Americans who happen to be Jews, Germans who happen to be Jews, Englishmen who happen to be Jews, Mexicans who happen to be Jews? Or is there such a thing as an authentic Jew? That we'll have to discover next time.